Good evening. Almighty God, we humbly beseech thy to vouchsafe thy blessings upon this council, direct and prosper its deliberations to the advancement of thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve.
Amen.
The Old City Council acknowledges the land that now occupies the history that began with the indigenous occupants of Kulin Nation. Council pays its respect to the Kulin Nation people, their elders and descendants, past and present, and all other nationalities that make up our ever-growing and ever-diverse community. Thank you. Please be seated. Apologies and leave of absence.
Apology from Councillor DeSantis this evening. Oh, Councillor Mendez.
Sorry. I got you. Changes to the order of business.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Sorry, let me get organised. Could I move that items 13 and 14 on the agenda be held concurrently, with the councillors each having up to 3 minutes to speak and the mayor up to five? And also that item 15.8 on the agenda be heard immediately after public question time.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Ramsey. Do you have a second?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Second by
that,
yeah. Second by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Deputations?
There are no deputations this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Declaration of peculiar interest, other interest of conflict of interest of any councillor?
I've got one, Mr. Mayor. Mine's with 19.2. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I have a direct conflict with item 19.3.
Thank you. Councillor DeSantis, Mr. Torrey. Adoption of the minutes.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 1st of April 2019 be confirmed as a true and correct record.
Moved by Councillor Medlick. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Carley. So moved by Councillor Medlick, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Record of Assembly of Councillors.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that the record of Assembly of Councillors dated 1st, 8th and 23rd of April 2019 attached to this agenda be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Mayor. Do I have a second for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to second it. Thank you.
Seconded by Councillor Kesich. Moved by Councillor Medlick, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose?
Mr. Mayor, I don't oppose, but just on page 8, where it's got conflict of interest disclosures by councillors, Councillor DeSantis's errors 19.1 having a conflict of interest, but she actually didn't have a conflict of interest on that one. Just if we could change that before the vote's put.
Thank you, Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Thank you.
So moved by Councillor Medlick and seconded by Councillor Kesich for those that amendment. Absolutely. Any councillor oppose? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Correspondence inwards. Parliamentary and Department letters received by the Mayor from Tim Palace, Treasurer, Minister of Economic Development and Minister of Industrial Relations in 1920 State Government. The letter reads, to Mr. Mayor of City of Melton, 2019-20 State Government Budget Priorities. Thank you for your letter, the 1st of February 2019, in which you outlined the priorities of the City of Melton in the upcoming 1920 budget. The government's priorities for the 2019-20 budget will be implementing the election commitments outlined by Labour's financial statement in 2018, which lays out a plan to build on the momentum of the last 4 years and delivers on the things that matter to Victorians. I look forward to further positive collaboration between the Andrews Government and the City of Melton. Yours sincerely, Tim Palace.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Ramsey.
Can I seek a little bit of clarification?
Yeah.
I'm receiving this letter from the Honourable Tim Pallas, our Treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody checked to see the election commitments outlined in Labor's financial statement 2018 and which ones of them relate to Melton?
Well, Mr. Torrey, do you want me to answer that or you can answer that?
So, we're aware of what commitments were made, Councillor. Is that the question? Budget's been postponed to the 28th or 27th or 28th of May, so we can't check it off against the budget yet because it hasn't been announced.
So the election commitments outlined in Labor's financial statement 2018?
Yep, which preceded the election.
Yep.
Which were...
Do we know which ones of those are for Melton?
Yes, we do.
And are they in the financial statement for 2018?
Well, we know what was in the financial statement 2018, but we don't know whether they are in the budget yet because the budget hasn't been announced.
So as soon as we know what's outlined, could we have that?
Yes, we will do an analysis of the budget outcome, yep, and report it to Council.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillors. Can I have a move on the second to accept the...
Yes, Mr. Mayor. That the parliamentarian and departmental letters be received by the Mayor be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Do I have a second?
I'll second that. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. 9.1, petitions and joint letters.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to present a petition on behalf of the Burnside Retirement Village. And it states to the Melton City Council / Coordinator of Traffic and Transport, the petition of residents of Burnside Village, Burnside, Victoria 3023, we would like to convey to you our deep concern of the growing traffic issues as a result of work completed as part of the Palmers Road Corridor. We have noted an overall significant increase in traffic on Westwood Drive. The right turn from Nicoll Avenue into Westwood Drive is particularly challenging and fraught with danger, considering there are no lights at the intersection. We believe that traffic volume has doubled since the bridge opening. Re-entering the village is also presenting a problem. We believe this situation is very stressful to all who use this intersection. It's a disaster waiting to happen. We, the residents of Burnside Village, kindly ask that you consider our request to re-evaluate this serious problem. The petition, Mr. Mayor, there's a bit of conflicting numbers. On the one page it says 606, on the other it says 688, so somewhere in the vicinity of 600. And the people that we need to contact are Marlene Kay, which is a resident at Burnside Retirement Village, and Amelia, I think it's Bijouk or Bijouk, who's also a resident at Burnside Retirement Village. So, Mr. Mayor, I'm presenting the petition
to you. Thank you, Councillor Miller. Thank you very much. Team 1, resumption of debate or other business.
No, Mr. Mayor.
Public question time.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There are 8 public questions received in the office today. First question is from Julia Timpson. Is Ms. Timpson is in the gallery. First question is, I am concerned about the number of shopping trolleys being dumped in James Cook Drive, West Melton Drive and adjacent parks. Despite reporting them to the shops concerned, the collection service and the council, nothing seems to be done. What can the council do to improve this situation? And Les Stokes, Acting General Manager, Planning and Development, will provide a response.
Thank you for your question or questions. The first one around the shopping trolleys, I'll just quickly summarise our current process and what we can do under the general local law. The general local law provides guidance to our officers in regulating abandoned shopping trolleys with a key purpose of ensuring safety and free movement of pedestrians. Council's been working with the retailers across the municipality to provide council with management plans to manage their shopping trolleys that are left on roads and public places or even on other council land. Part of these plans is for retailers to actually try to prevent, where possible, customers from taking shopping trolleys from these precincts. Strategies include a combination of coin-operated systems and regular street patrols by the retailers and their contractors. Another area of these plans is for retailers to arrange a timely removal of the trolleys that are left on roads once they're being made aware. This has been addressed by a combination of regular street patrols by council officers and providing an online or phone reporting service for the community. So that's the general process. That said, the specific site you're raising in your question will be raised tomorrow morning with our local laws team to address that in accordance with the current policy and practice.
The second question is, I am concerned about the amount of builder's rubbish left on verges on the Western Highway between Coburn's Road ramp and the Ballarat Road turn-off in Caroline Springs. It consists of lengths of plastic, the foam inserts used for waffle slabs and paint buckets. Is there anything council can do to discourage the littering? And again, Mr. Stokes will respond.
Thank you again for your question. The litter on the Western Freeway is a Vic Roads responsibility, as noted. However, council does work with Vic Roads and reports litter to them on a regular basis. As recently as 2 weeks ago, Luke Shannon, the General Manager of Planning and Development, wrote to the Regional Director seeking his assistance to increase the frequency of their litter removal patrols on both the Western Freeway and Melton Highway for this very purpose. Council has also developed a building site amenity guide, so that's about preventing litter on the building sites in the first place, because it is essentially being blown across paddocks from new developments and onto these road reserves, and we have a dedicated litter prevention officer who works in this area, and this officer is responsible for educating developers and builders alike, and has done so with 15 developers and over 200 builders to date. There's over 200 building sites on a monthly basis that officer patrols as well, and the control of litter and wind-blown refuse from these sites is part of that inspection and enforcement regime. In relation to the waffle pods, it's also an area that council works with the supplier of the waffle pods with an aim to having them, when they're delivered to site, being adequately secured and not delivered to site any earlier than 48 hours prior to the slab being poured, to try and limit the chance for them becoming airborne.
Next question is from Mr. David O'Connor. Mr. O'Connor is in the gallery. And this question reads, in accordance with community feedback to council regarding the Stanpain Reserve upgrade, stage one, and he has attached that feedback, it is understood that the Caroline Chisholm Gold Shelter will be replaced with a new structure, and the existing toilet amenities block will also be demolished and replaced with a new toilet block. Given that construction is scheduled to commence in the second half of 2019, would council please provide an overview to the proposed look of these new structures and information which would explain how these upgrades will work toward meeting the recreational, social and cultural needs of the community? So again, Mr. Stokes to respond.
Thank you, Mr. O'Connor, for your question. The existing shelter and toilet block are due for renewal in coming years, and it was as such deemed appropriate to renew these assets while the reserve was being upgraded. various precedent images have been presented to the community at various consultation events and meetings that have been held, including with the Diggers Rest Lions Club and Diggers Rest Bowls Club, specifically to address your concerns around the proposed look of the new structures and also meeting the recreational, social and cultural needs of the community. I can say that the exact fit and finish of the shelters will be developed further through the detailed design process, taking into account the feedback received to date, and the shelter and toilet block will be located closer together so they read as a cohesive set of buildings. With respect to the recreational, social and cultural needs, as the detailed design process continues, it's recognised that there are key elements of the existing shelter that must be maintained in a form that is sympathetic to both the new shelter and the previous works undertaken by and with the local community. So the site is recognised by council as a key gateway element to Diggers Rest area, and elements such as the shelter should be of a quality that reflects the aspirations of the community and thus helps to underpin the community pride that already exists. Any work at the reserve and shelter will continue to celebrate the unique stories of Diggers Rest that are being told at the reserve now and into the future, and it's important to highlight the unique cultural aspects of Diggers Rest area and displaying as displayed at the reserve and the shelter. The proposed overall design of the shelter into the reserve in a way that makes the shelter experience part of the fabric of the reserve. So the community, particularly the Lions Club, Bowls Club and Residents Association, will continue to be consulted on the design as it's developed and further designs finalised.
Next question from Mr O'Connor. The Diggers Rest off-lead dog park has become an important part of our growing community, which many residents now rely upon. An amount of $50,000 was provided in the 2017-18 municipal budget for the development of this facility. In accordance with the ordinary meeting of council March 6, 2017, it's understood that the funded allocation was sufficient to deliver the park complete with fencing, water, shelter and activities. To date, only the fencing and the shelter have been completed. Would council please provide an expected delivery date for the installation of activity equipment and the connection of water to the facility? And Murray Heaney, General Manager, Community Services, will respond.
Thanks, David, for your question and your interest in Diggers Rest. So in relation to the water connection, I believe that's been ordered and the anticipated delivery time is any day now for that water connection. In regards to the activity equipment, I'll have to get back to you about that specific point and when that's due to be placed in that reserve or the dog park component. Thank you.
Next question is from Shane Beach. Is Mr. Beach in the gallery this evening? Just for those who aren't familiar with council procedures, public questions where the submitter is not present in the gallery receive a written response only rather than a verbal response at the meeting and a written response, as all other questions do receive. So those, Mr. Beach will be provided with a written response to his two questions. Next question is from Mr. Keisha, Mario Keisha. And the first question, I might paraphrase this, Mario, quite lengthy. Essentially, it refers to the council well-being, or the council plan and the well-being plan, which has recently been amended by council and put out on public exhibition seeking comments and or submissions and comments. Mr. Keisha's question goes to his proposal to establish low-cost, affordable rental housing in a piece of land adjacent to Caroline Springs, which his family currently owns, and to enter into a scheme of arrangement that provides for cheaper housing options for community and provides the opportunity for them to save, to get a deposit on their first home. That's essentially the proposition. And as I understand it, your question is seeking council support for that proposition through the council and wellbeing plan. And as you know, at current planning stage, it's still pending in terms of the Victorian Planning Authority. The second question, which is also relevant to the Council on Wellbeing Plan exhibition that's currently in train, seeks to have a meeting with the General Manager of Planning and Development, Mr. Luke Shannon, and other concerned council officers in relation to how a submission might be framed from Mr. Kasia to assist him in framing up that submission to have in place that a proposal such as referred to previously might be progressed. Is that a reasonable...
Right. Just one last thing. In a submission, can I get an extra
week? I'll deal with that offline with you, Mr. Kasia, and I'll organise a meeting with Mr. Shannon.
Right. In a one-on-one service, and if there might be a little children, more money to go around, they get a chance to understand.
Okay. I'll be in touch with you. Yep. That completes public questions this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Presentation of staff reports.
Mr. Mayor, before we continue, could I move in block items 12.1, 12.4 and 12.5 and accept officers' recommendation as per the reports outlined?
I move that Councillor Medley, do you have a seconder?
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, I declare the motion carried. We're actually going to move up notice of motion 15.8 to this point. As requested earlier.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Bushy, notice of motion 632.
Mr. Mayor, it is with great pleasure that I move the following notice of motion, that Council, in conjunction with Football Victoria and local football soccer clubs, introduce and develop a football soccer strategy for the City of Melton. The strategy is to provide and address the following key areas. One, engage the local community, regional soccer community and peak bodies to understand the existing provision, constraints and required strategic alignments to guide future planning. Two, a detailed review of the current and future demands for soccer facilities across the municipality. Three, facility development, redevelopment opportunities, including indicative capital costs and estimates for each venue. Four, details on the demand for soccer facilities through the statistical analysis of local, regional, state and national participation trends, membership figures and projected population and demographic change. Five, identify opportunities and develop strategies with funding parameters for future facility development, redevelopment, including the need for support infrastructure such as playing fields, example synthetic turf, club rooms, gender neutral change rooms and flood lighting. Six, identify the opportunity to develop a multi-pitch regional facility. The strategy will look at potential greenfield sites in the City of Melton. Seven, maximise the opportunities for all residents to access soccer programs and activities regardless of age, gender, culture or ability. And eight, provide an action plan for Council with recommendations that address the identified issues plus others that arise during consultation. It is envisaged that the strategy will provide a comprehensive facility development implementation plan for the next 10 years. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor have any clarification requests?
Mr. Mayor, I've got a couple of questions.
Councillor Mayor.
In regards to specific sports strategies, in the past, I do recall, I believe we've had a aquatics facility strategy done. Is that correct? If the council officers could correct me. And also, I believe, a tennis strategy?
Correct.
There's and are there any other sports that we've actually focused on?
Not specifically. We were looking at commencing more work in the next financial year, but if you look at the notes, the officer's comments in the notice of motion talks about a sports demand work, which is really the data that will influence a lot more work in that space. But we have an aquatic strategy, you're right. We've done some work around tennis, but there's more work to be done.
Thank you, Mr. Guinea. Does any other councillor have any questions?
Yes, Mr.
Mayor. Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In this strategy, I do note that netball has been omitted. When we have done strategies, we've done multi-use facilities, and netball and other sports have been included. Can we also include those in the strategy?
Yeah, I think this is a soccer-specific strategy. It's not about netball or football or any other, AFL. It's specifically for soccer. Mr. Heaney, is this the first soccer strategy we've had in the City of Melton?
Well, to this detail it will be.
Yep.
If endorsed.
If endorsed.
We'll move this evening to this detail it will be.
Thanks, Mr.
Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I see that the officers are currently undertaking a City of Melton Sports Facility Demand Strategy.
Yep.
And data from that will then facilitate part of this strategy that's before us on the table. Is that correct?
Correct. As the data from that work will influence all other sports, just this.
Now, the strategy that my fellow councillor has outlined from dot points 1 to 8, how much would a strategy to this magnitude cost?
An approximate estimate, depending who we utilise and what the market does, I believe is around $30,000.
Okay, so then for the sake of openness and transparency, could I ask the mover of the strategy to incorporate second dot point before that says that we allocate $30,000 in the 2019-20 budget to facilitate this? Everybody's looking at me.
Councillor Bushy,
that's in the next budget, and whilst I'm happy with that wording, I also am conscious that we are looking at a sports facility demand strategy. So my view is that we would save some money as a council, get the information that comes out of that, and send it off with the consultants. I just don't understand how long this process is going to take first. So if we commit to the next financial budget and the strategy isn't finished, then what happens to that allocation?
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Moved by Councillor Bushy.
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Do I have a seconder for the motion?
And Mr. Mayor, may I echo Councillor Ramsey's point and actually encourage Councillor Obushi to add the extra dot point to allow that to occur in the next 2019-20 budget.
We're moving as is, unless Councillor Obushi says differently. He's happy to move as is.
If I can seek some clarification from officers, if the strategy, the initial strategy, the facility demand strategy, isn't finalised in the next financial year, and we have allocated the $30,000 in the next budget, is it possible to carry over that $30,000 for the next financial budget?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes, then absolutely I'd be happy with that.
Okay, so we're adding a dot point 9, correct?
Yes.
So move back into Abishi with the dot point 9 as requested by Councillor Ramsey.
I would have actually put it under his first part.
It's fine.
And had it. Sorry, my computer's gone off the blink now for 30 seconds or less.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. Well, that's because we were.
You want a battery, Councillor Ramsey?
I would, under the there, then put an allocation of $30,000 in the 2019-20 budget. There.
And Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to second that with the amendment.
Okay. Officers of the amendment. If not, Councillor Ramsey will supply everything.
Thank you. I don't think it matters what dot point we put it.
Well, we'll accept the motion with Councillor Bridge.
I don't care. I don't care where it is, so long as the allocation is made.
What then to be? Okay. Moved by Councillor Bridge, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does anyone oppose the motion with these alterations? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, could I ask for a division, please?
Division called. All those in favour? Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Medlick, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried, and that is the division. Item 12.2. Response to Notice of Motion 592, Brookside and Springside Synthetic Substances. Less stocks, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, at the 12th November 2018 Ordinary Council meeting, Council considered Notice of Motion 592 that Council undergo a formal audit of the synthetic surfaces of Brookside Recreational Reserve and Springside Recreation Reserve to determine the status of in their life cycle and the required ongoing maintenance and renewal program that will be required. Council officers are required to consult with the user groups prior to presenting a future report to Council. Council, this report presents is that future report and presents Council with the findings of the audit required by the Notice of Motion. Council has a number of synthetic fields in the Eastern Corridor that are currently approaching the end of their useful life, and it's important that Council continue to conduct regular maintenance and plan for the program renewal of these assets to ensure that they remain in an optimal condition for our community. The audit highlights that Council could ensure the current surfaces will remain safe for its current use for a further 2 to 3 years by increasing its maintenance activity and repairing and continuing to replace areas of high wear, noting that this is already a common practice for Council. Attached to the report in Appendix 1 is the independent audit, Councillors, and it's recommended to you tonight that you note the attached audit that Council increase the cyclic maintenance for Brookside and Springside synthetics to monthly, and the Council continue its practice to replace areas of high wear and develop an asset renewal program for the replacement of these fields for consideration in future budgets.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I'd like to add an additional dot point, if I may, please. So an additional point number five, and it's in the event that the Australian Labor Party is successful at the federal election and in honouring their election commitment for a $1 million grant for the new synthetics at Brookside Reserve, that Council as soon as possible commence discussions with the relevant department as part of the recently announced works at Brookside Reserve.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Do I have a mover for the motion?
Happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Move by Councillor Bushy.
Sorry, I've got a question.
Councillor Medley.
Just in regards to the 3 years or the options that are provided here for us, it's saying that so the asset renewal of Brookside and Springside, plan for the asset renewal within 3 years. Does this mean that it's going to be replaced in 3 years, or what happens if it looks like it needs to be replaced sooner? Like this isn't like restricting us to we will replace it in 3 years. Can we replace it sooner if need be?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it doesn't lock you into the 3 years. The recommendation is that you develop an asset renewal program for the replacement, and it be considered in future budgets. So should there be a change in condition or a challenge provided to us as from an operations perspective that would see us recommend it happen in 2 years, then we'll recommend it happen in two years. So annually, Council, you'll consider that renewal program as part of your budget deliberations.
Happy to second this, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Bushy, second by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion?
Oh, no, I want to see clarification.
Sorry, Councillor Ramsey. Please carry on.
With dot point 5 that my fellow councillor has just included, it's great that the Honourable Brendan O'Connor has committed $1 million. Will that cover the costs of the replacement in full, in its entirety?
Mr. Stokes?
It will cover the cost of replacing the existing asset in its current configuration to the current day standards, however. Yep.
Thank you. Does any council require any further clarification?
I do. In regards to the commitment that the local member has made, do we know if it's specific to the synthetic surface or potentially to the extension of the club rooms, particularly in Brookside? Has that been...
We've had no communication with what the commitment is other than what we've read in the press.
Okay. Does any other council require any further clarification? Moved by Councillor Bushy, second by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 12.3, Amendment C172, Amendment to the Mountain Planning Scheme, Paynes Road Train Station. Ms. Smalley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this report is to consider the adoption of Planning Scheme Amendment C172 to the Melton Planning Scheme. At the time of the preparation of the Tullerne Precinct Structure Plan, which guides the development of the area around the proposed station, Paynes Road Railway Station was not proposed in any of State Government's network development plans for the rail corridors, and as such, no land was set aside for the station. In June 2012, the Victorian Planning Authority's West Growth Corridor Plan identified the need for a Paynes Road train station and labelled it as an opportunity for a future rail station site. Through the preparation of the Paynes Road Precinct Structure Plan, it was determined that the required station land should be split equally north and south of the existing train line to minimise the traffic impacts and maximise access to the station in future for future residents. The northern component of the proposed train station was identified through the Paynes Road Precinct Structure Plan and set aside. This precinct structure plan was approved by the Minister for Planning in February 2016. At the 15th of December Council meeting in 2015, Council resolved to seek authorisation to prepare and exhibit an amendment to identify the southern component of the station within the Tullerne Precinct Structure Plan and the Development Contribution Plan at the request of Public Transport Victoria. Authorisation was sought by Council and subsequently received by the Minister for Planning on the 30th of October 2018. The amendment was then placed on public exhibition from 18th of February 2019 to the 25th of March 2019 in accordance with the Planning and Environment Act. Three written submissions were received from the Department of Transport, Brimbach City Council and the Environmental Protection Agency. All of them had no objection to the amendment. However, the Environmental Protection Agency and Department of Transport sought some changes to the exhibited amendment, which are detailed in Section 5 of the report. But in summary, the issues raised by the Environmental Protection Agency related to noise attenuation, which Council advised would be dealt with through a different process, as it was a bigger issue than just dealing with the train station land. And the Department of Transport requested that specific land area for the train station be identified on a plan. This area is already included in various tables within the Precinct Structure Plan and Development Contribution Plan documents as per the Victorian Planning Authority's template. So both parties were advised that no further changes would be made to C172, and we've received no further correspondence from either party. Given that no objections were received and there are no unresolved submissions, there is no need to request a planning panel to be convened. And it is therefore recommended that Council adopt Amendment C172 and send it to the Minister for Planning for approval to ensure the Tullerne Precinct Structure Plan also facilitates the delivery of the future Paynes Road train station. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Mellon. Does any councillor require any clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I move the adopt the amendment was C172 to the Melton Planning Scheme as contained in Appendix 1. Submit the amendment to the Minister for Planning for approval.
Do you have a seconder for the motion?
I'd like to second it, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. Item 12.6, Metropolitan Waste and Resource Recovery Group, Collective Residual Waste Disposal Service Contract.
Mr. Strokes. Can I move that we accept, with regards to this report, the officer's recommendations at point 1, point 2, and I'd like to add a third point in place of the existing three and delete completely number 4, please.
And can you tell us what number 3 will be?
Yep, number 3 is that prior to the execution of a contract, the matter is presented before Council for endorsement.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Does any Council require any clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Medley.
Will this change, the change that Councillor Bushy has made, will it change any negotiations, because I believe that this contract is with a few councils, so will it jeopardise a negotiation? Will it fall in an ordinary meeting, or would it have to be on a special meeting of council?
Yeah, I can answer that. Thank you, Councillor. It won't jeopardise council's position in terms of achieving a rate of disposal that is the same as other councils. The process will continue. Council will have the opportunity to award the contract as opposed to giving delegation to the CEO to execute the contract documents. That's the only change. In terms of timing, it may, depending on how well the group run the procurement process, if there's a need for a quick decision or a quick award to meet timelines committed in the proposed contract, then we simply have to call a special council meeting to do so. So, no.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Does any other council require clarification? Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by...
I'd like to second.
Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, declare the motion carried.
Can I call a division, please, Mr. Mayor?
Division called. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kissage, Councillor Meadwick, Councillor Turner. I so call the division. Division carried. Item 12.7, Council Forums delivered in 2018-2019. Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes.
Councillor DeSantis, have you got a question?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor. I was just wondering if I could move an alternate. I'm not sure if it's a motion because it's actually not. Could I put an alternate in for the report recommendation?
Do you want to hear the report first?
Happy to hear it, but if I could move an alternate.
Oh, you can move it. Alternate.
I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here. Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, the reasoning of why this report is being presented to Council, it was subject to a discussion on Budget Deliberations Day this year, which was on the 2nd of March, and it was a Councillor budget submission, if you like, to the budget. And it was requested, as worded in the report, for a report to come on a priority listing of forums, limited to one a year, and Council to choose. So that's the background of where it is. We've searched around the organisation, knowing that there's a lot of expos, events, training sessions that may have speakers, guest speakers, so that we've just tried to pull this as much information as we can out that may reflect a forum that's currently happening now or planned to occur this financial year. I should also note, councillors, too, although not noted in the report, that in the draft budget for next year there is a $35,000 allocation at the moment in the draft budget for a family violence related forum slash conference, yet to be decided, and no doubt a subject of this report this evening. In the report, councillors, it just gives you a number of forums that we believe are the major ones, I suppose, that's listed in that agenda, totalling about 104,000. As I said again, that does not reflect the next year's proposed budget or the draft budget as it is at the moment. Some of those are listed: International Women's Day, Road Safety Forum, Venture Melton Business, Youth Mental Health Forum, which is happening, I think, next week. Thursday week is my understanding that that will happen for the second occasion, and it's around about a $30,000 initiative that Council implemented via Councillor Carley, I think, 2 years ago. So this is the second one that we're having. And we have a youth forum proposed at around $14,000. It's in the budget for later on this year. And last year we co-hosted, or we were hosted by Wyndham with us as partners, and Melton is leading the next youth forum. The proposal is at the moment. So really, it gives you a bit of a snapshot, not a big snapshot. We could have had 4 or 5 pages of functions, forums, expos, as I said. But really the decision is for council what to recommend from an officer's point of view. It's really note the information in that report for 18-19, and again I must focus that this does not talk about in any shape or form the draft budget, and note the information hopefully with a health and wellbeing focus, and allocate funding to deliver a one health and wellbeing forum annually with a topic to be determined in conjunction with a specialist report at a council briefing each year. That's the officer's view and recommendation related to this report. Mr. Mayor, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any council require any clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Councilor, I do have clarification. On page 349, it says that it is recommended that council allocate funding to deliver one councillor-initiated health and wellbeing forum annually, with the topic determined in conjunction with a specialist report at a council briefing each year. Now, the table that we've been presented on the same page, 349, are they all councillor initiative health and wellbeing forums?
They're not councillor initiated ones, no, Councillor Majlik. So the International Women's Day is a mayoral one. The Community Road Safety is a recurrent program with our road safety program. Venture Melton Business Awards or Summit is run out of Peter Bean's directorate, is not a council-initiated one. The Youth Mental Health Forum is a council-initiated one and occurred last year, and as I said, is occurring again next week down at Brookside. And the Youth Forum is a recurrent budget.
So really, all we're really looking at is the Youth Mental Health Forum?
Yep, from a council-initiated.
If the International Women's Day was a mayoral one, wouldn't that be a councillor initiative initiated forum as well?
Yeah, I would probably say yes. Yeah.
And are both of those under the heading health and wellbeing?
We've tagged it as a health and wellbeing, but...
So we're saying choose either Youth Mental Health Forum or the International Women's Day. That's the two that we're really looking at.
Out of these, yeah.
Okay. So under the recommendation...
Under a health and wellbeing...
Yeah, so the recommendation is let's choose out of these two which one we're going to fund. Is that what the recommendation...
Well, the recommendation is to allocate funds for a health and wellbeing forum annually, knowing the table is a number of them. But I suppose from our point of view, if we have a draft budget again of the Family Violence Forum Conference, so... It needs to be decided which council wants to deliver one.
Sorry,
or
Mr.
More
Mayor,
than one.
I am still confused. So are we looking
can
at?
Can I clarify?
Yes, please. Sorry.
I just want to differ slightly from Mr. Heaney's interpretation. The International Women's Day is not one of the health and wellbeing related forums, because you'll note on the bottom of page 348. It says, the following table outlines the departmentally planned forums for 18-19. those masked with a hatch are determined to be health and wellbeing related, and those are the Community Road Safety Forum and the Youth Mental Health Forum are the two that have the hatch. So,
items 2 and 4.
Yeah, okay. So rather than items 1 and 4. So your point is probably accurate that the recommendation would indicate that council would need to determine which forum or an alternate, you know, third option might be delivered in any given year if the recommendation was adopted.
Okay, but I'm going back to what it says in the report. It is recommended that council allocate funding to deliver one councillor-initiated health and wellbeing forum annually. Yep. The Community Road Safety Forum is not councillor-initiated. That's an ongoing.
So, yep, councillor-initiated.
So really all we're looking at is the Youth Mental Health Forum. Is that correct?
Yep, correct.
So whether we should fund that or not,
correct.
Or whether we should only fund that or not.
Correct.
Or whether you should hold an alternate forum,
yeah,
with that allocation of funding.
Okay.
That's the decision the council needs to make. Yeah.
Okay.
Does any council require any further clarification? Councillor DeSantis.
Sorry. Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to clarify something if I could.
Please.
Usually when a report would come to council, especially if it is from a councillor who initiated this, and I can see that the councillor is not named, wouldn't it be the proper process that councillor would put a notice of motion to come before council to make a decision for this report to come to council in the first place? Or could we as councillors just come up to any officer and say,
well,
could we put in a report?
I guess in answering that, with respect, there was a process for councillors to put initiatives into the budget process. Almost all councillors were present on the budget discussion day, and it was collectively indicated to officers that councillors wanted a report done on it to come back to council. So, as officers, we are just responding to the expressed wishes of the majority of council. It could have been done through a notice of motion. Proper's a value judgment, I guess. Yep. The normal, the usual way, I would argue, might be the more appropriate phraseology. Yep.
Mr. Mayor, if I can, it was...
Councillor Ramsey.
At budget time, when councillors were putting in their initiatives, I submitted a budget proposal that we should have a priority listing for council forums, limiting to one a year, to be discussed at budget day. And as a result, I was unwell on budget day, I had a wedding that day, and I couldn't attend, and I was told that councillors hadn't resolved on that. The report was coming to council. So I took the opportunity to make budget submissions like each councillor did through the proper channels.
So, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Midler.
Just to go back to the table. So, Councillor Ramsey, does this table reflect the spirit of what you were trying to get to in regards to the budget initiative, or was it just a councillor-initiated forum that you wanted to...
At the time, I just believed that council forums, such as mental health forums, whether it be Parkinson's disease, epilepsy, cancer forums, whatever the case may be, that we limit it to one per year at a cost of between $30,000 to $35,000. That was my thinking.
So, Mr. Mayor, sorry, I'm sorry to harp on about this, but I just want to be perfectly clear when I'm raising my hand for something. So are you saying, Councillor Ramsey, that we should only choose one of these forums that's on the table?
No, I'm stating that we should have one health and wellbeing forum that's councillor-initiated to the value of up to $35,000 per annum.
So we're saying...
And it depends on whatever councillors or council together with staff, decide at a briefing to be held sometime during that budget.
Okay, so really, we're looking at the Youth Mental Health Forum. Mm. What happens in the draft budget? Because I know that there's another forum that's already been put in the draft budget. If this was to go through, what happens to that item in the draft budget? Can anyone explain?
Well, it is in the draft budget. If council resolves this tonight, then it'll need to be reflected in the adopted budget that council will adopt in June. So council will, following the consideration of submissions, finalise a budget to go to the June council meeting, and it would need to take account of whatever the council resolution is tonight.
So, Mr. Mayor, could I just clarify the forum that's proposed in the draft budget? What's the actual title of that forum and the allocated amount that's in the draft budget?
Councillor Magic, the draft budget indicates, don't correct me word for word, but an allocation of $35,000 for a family violence / forum conference is what the initiative was.
So this decision is to decide whether we should have a youth mental health forum or whether we should fund a family violence conference forum.
At the minute, so council is clear, in the recurrent budget there is $30,000 thereabouts for a youth mental health forum in next year's draft budget. And there's also an allocation of $35,000 for the family violence related.
However, what Mr. Tory has just said, if we accept this report, the draft budget will reflect what this report is saying. So basically, the family violence conference or forum that's been in the draft, that's in the draft budget for $35,000, will be removed. Is that correct?
That's my understanding till council determines what that forum would be annually.
Sorry. But hang on, the youth mental health forum is already in the budget, so this budget coming, it'll have to stay there, and it'll be actually the following year where it'll be decided which forum.
No, council would determine the whole budget, not just the initiatives, are out on exhibition, and it is all draft. Council can alter any components. So if this recommendation is adopted, both the family violence provision of $35,000 and the recurrent provision for the youth mental health forum of $30,000 will be deleted as line items, and a new line item will be added that will say forum to be determined. Okay. By council.
All right, that's
clear. And that will be the new amount.
Could I just find out, Mr. Mayor, whose initiative was for the Youth Mental Health Forum, which councillor initiated that one, and whose initiative was for the Family Violence Forum?
The Youth Mental Health Forum was Councillor Carley's, and the initiative proposed in the draft budget via a councillor submission is Councillor DeSantos for the Family Violence.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mulick. Can I just say that this was in front of us is this year's, and next year's a completely different year. We're still to discuss the budget finalities, and as has been already said, the decisions will be made then, they won't be made tonight.
No, this is our thing. I beg to differ, because Mr. Tory has just said if we decide on this, the draft amount that is at the moment allocated for the family violence conference or forum will be removed, as will the youth mental health forum. It will be removed, and another line item, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Tory, will be $30,000 or $35,000 for a forum yet to be decided. So these two will actually be removed, and it could be a child, young person's forum for all we know. It's actually, am I saying
that's
that?
Correct.
Am I understanding that correctly, Mr.
Correct.
Tory?
That's correct, yeah.
Just to let
Thank
you know,
for your clarification.
We've got to make sure.
Councillors, any more questions? Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do
Mr. Mayor, with the Merrill International Women's Day, whose initiative was that when that came to council the first time?
I'm sure.
Councillor Ramsey was the mayor when that was first held.
Thank you.
Any further clarification, councillors?
Mr. Mayor, could I move again an alternate recommendation for the report? That we just note the current forum is delivered within the 2018-2019 financial year, full stop. And number two, note the forum's currently delivered with a health and wellbeing focus, full stop. Scrap the rest, because if I can speak clearly, family violence and mental health issues within our community are massive items. I understand there are other things that other councils might want to put forward, and that's fine. Do it through your budget submissions, do it through your councillor submissions, but I just feel that Councillor Carley in particular, not mentioning other councillors have got wonderful forums, that mental health, youth mental health forum is the most amazing thing that I have been on since I've been at council, as well as other things. And I would hate to see that stop.
Mr. Mayor, point of order.
Sorry, I'm speaking. I very rarely speak and I'd like to be heard. Getting back to what I was saying. So Councillor Carley put forward the mental health forum annually.
You must take a second out and then you can talk when we debate, because you're actually debating. Hold on a second. You're actually debating right now. You're not having a statement. So once there's a second, we can go into debate if you wish to debate. Okay? So that's the second for the motion.
I'll second that. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Second by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Okay, we're going to debate. Councillor DeSantis, you may talk.
Thank you. So, again, there's a mental health forum that's run by council, which happened last year, which was fantastic. I'd love to see that happen every year, considering it got funded annually, which means every year it happens. There's a funding allowance in the budget for that amount, so that councillor will get that or should have that forum every single year, because it's fantastic, and I take my hat off to MCC officers who put that together. I moved in the budget that I would like to have a family violence forum. I didn't think that when it passed, the budget submissions, that someone else would have to lose their forum for this to happen. I didn't feel like it had to be a choice between mental health versus family violence, or family violence versus youth, or youth versus epilepsy, or whatever that may be. If someone wants to move a forum or move an amount to have a forum every year, they should have the right to do that and not have someone else have to lose theirs, or the community and the residents lose that, because family violence, between one and two women die every week in Australia from family violence, not including the ones that aren't reported. Now, the state government has just put forward a promise of $600 million into family violence. That's a massive amount. And also the Liberal government and the Labor government have also committed money to it, so it's really important. We also have a family violence committee here at council that I think over, not sure if I can clarification, Mr. Heaney, is it about 30 service providers that we deal with?
Yes, 30.
Yes, yeah, so that's a lot, and surveys within the Mountain City have actually proved that a lot of people don't actually realise there's services within the City of Mountain for people that are affected by family violence. Not just directly, but indirectly. It affects children, adults, everyone within the family sector, and actually causes other things such as youth homelessness, depression, anxiety, mental health. I mean, with my other hat, I work in the area, so I get it. But this, for me as a councillor, it's just really, really disappointing that you fight for something and you push something really hard, and then you have it that it's a choice between something really important such as mental health and family violence. So I'm hoping my other fellow councillors will support to make sure that we note this report, yes, we note the forums that are happening, yes, we note that we've had 35,000 put through, or 40,000 a year, or 30,000 a year, and we continue that happening, because we'd like a family violence, I would like a family violence forum every year. I did ask for it to be annually, and I'd love the mental health forum to continue to go, and I don't think that you can do them together or switch around or do a swap and decide which one's going to pop in. And like Councillor Maidlick said, what are we going to get every year? Not to say it's not important. Do it. Knock yourself out. But don't take someone else's projects away, especially when they're getting so, the community's getting so much from it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Just clarification for me. You're moving an alternate recommendation with items 1 and 2. Yep, that's fine. Okay, Councillor Hardy, do you speak against the motion? Thank you. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, it is a really... to be honest, I'm really sad that this has even come to council, because how do you choose between two important forums that can change people's lives? This is about our community members so that they can make connections and have knowledge about where to go for help. Not everyone has a strong family and friend support. So how do you choose between a forum of preventing family violence? So well done to you, Councillor DeSantis, for that initiative, and a mental health forum. I can't choose, and it's not because Mental Health Forum was my initiative. It was held for the first time last year. I saw the numbers that were there. I received the feedback as well as my fellow councillors. I think all my fellow councillors there, except for Councillor Ramsey, correct me if I'm wrong, and what a great evening that was to see our young kids there, to get that feedback from their parents, to choose between one or the other. I can't. As a council, we sit here and we allocate $30,000 to so many other things that I'm not saying that they're not important, because when we do allocate money, they are important projects. But this is about the community's health. How do you put a price on our community members' health? I'm sorry, Councillor Ramsey, but shame on you.
Councillor Cassidy, did you wish to speak? Okay. Does any other councillor wish to speak?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to.
Councillor Ramsey.
Can I just say that... Could I please ask for an apology from the Deputy Mayor, Councillor Carley, because asking for one health and wellbeing forum doesn't mean I'm choosing. You had your chance to speak. It's my turn now. When it comes down to it... 35,000, these topics, as were outlined, have been heavily supported by state and federal governments. There's millions of dollars being spent, and they're all worthy recipients. We are not experts in family violence. We are not experts in mental health. $35,000 or $30,000 to a forum where everybody comes along for 2 hours and then goes away. What's been the follow-up? People suffering from mental health or from family violence are going to be intimidated or not supported down that path for the next 12 months. We need to have the support structures in there. We need to lobby the state and federal government and the agencies that deliver these services and deliver them well within our city of Melton to make sure that our community is looked after and represented. Having a two-hour forum so a councillor can sit there and say, oh, look what I've achieved, doesn't hit the nail on the head. It doesn't provide the services that these people need. There are companies out there, there are organisations out there that will deliver that. If we need to provide them a venue, by all means provide them the venue. By all means open the door so they can operate from within our vicinity, but allow the proper authorities with the proper organisations and resources to deliver these services. Why stick our big toe in and say, hey, of course Melton City Council will support family violence. We do a number of initiatives, mental health and all the other health and wellbeing issues. So let's get back to basics. Let's pick one forum every year and let's do it and do it well.
Councillor Medley.
Mr. Mayor, I take great offence with Councillor Ramsey's comments about that we're doing an initiative or a forum just so a councillor can sit there and take
the glory if she had attended
the what youth, was the follow-up?
The youth mental health forum, Mr. Mayor. And for whatever reason, I'm sure it was a good reason. I'm not saying that, you know, sometimes we can't attend everything. But had she attended the youth mental health forum, she would have seen that there were support agencies there. There were professional people there to help all those that were suffering. Mr. Mann, I got personal feedback saying, thank you for holding this forum. You have basically saved my life. Now, what would you put on a person's life? What monetary value would you put on a person's life? You don't believe me.
No.
That's your
Councillor
prerogative.
Ramsey, it's not
Councillor Ramsey, that's your prerogative. And for you to just sit there and Councillor smile, Mayor, Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry, I am worked up. Back to the argument, trying to remain calm here, Mr. Mayor, to have a councillor snicker
at a youth, not snickering.
Well, you were smiling at me, Councillor Ramsey. For a youth mental health forum with professionals there, with guest speakers that have lived this disease day in, day out, to give professional advice, had she actually shown up to this, she would have seen that. So for her to say that we're just holding a forum just for the sake of it, I personally take offence, and I'm sure every other councillor takes offence as well. Going back to it, Mr. Mayor, how do we choose one? I want all of these. I want the International Women's Day to be funded. I want the Youth Mental Health Forum to be funded, and the Health Forum, and the Family Violence. It's a small price to pay for our community with an extremely important message here. We will get those professionals there. And how can you say that it's not our responsibility? We're the closest government to the residents. We're the closest government to our community, Mr. Mayor. How can we just sit back and say, let's not get involved? I think that's poor leadership.
Thank you. Does any other councillor wish to speak? Councillor Bushy.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to make it really short.
Please do.
Because I think it's important to note, you know, if you have a conviction on something and as an elected official, I think it's important we speak it. And on this one, I'm not going to be put in a position where I'll choose, because my conviction is on, you know, particular forums, and I think that it's important to have them. We are one of the fastest growing municipalities, but we're also one of the most disadvantaged and marginalised communities. We should be adding to our offerings. We shouldn't be taking away from the services, the forums, the conferences that we provide our residents. And I think our residents are lucky to have such a diverse array of conferences and forums to attend. And I'm deeply concerned at anything that takes away from what we already have. Like I said, we should be adding to what we currently have. So I take offence to any suggestion that we're to remove any particular forum, and I ask Council to really think about the implications of this on our vulnerable community. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillors, take the vote.
Mr. Mayor,
Councillor DeSantis first before we vote.
Okay, so Mr. Mayor, I was just wondering if I could possibly. So we've passed those two, yeah? So I was just looking at the option number three.
Items one and two.
Note the reports?
Yes.
So I was just wondering about the option three where it says note the forums and allocate funds outside the report recommendation. If I could possibly put forward note the forums and allocate funds.
Sorry, Councillor, we've already closed the debate on this motion.
Sorry?
We've already closed the debate on this motion.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, point of order. I, as a person that hasn't spoken on the actual or haven't moved or second, can I put an alternate to the alternate?
Sorry, Councillor Ramsey, I am asking
governance whether I can add in an extra dot point because I wasn't the mover and the seconder. I'm asking how
you finished your discussion.
It doesn't matter. I'm not asking for discussion.
Move.
I can move an amendment now?
Yes.
Okay, so I'd like to move an amendment. Do I have to repeat what Councillor DeSantis has said?
Depends what you mean.
I would like to note the forums and allocate funds outside the report recommendation, which is option number 3 on page 350.
Can I add to that, Councillor Maidlick? Is that possible?
That's an addition to points 1 and 2.
Correct.
That was the original motion.
Yes. Yes, that's fine. Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, happy with that?
Yep. I'm happy, Mr. Mayor, as a seconder with that and options.
Alternate motion moved by Councillor Maidlick and seconded by Councillor Carley.
Correct? Mr. Mayor, can you just repeat prior to the vote what we are voting on, please?
Mr. Mayor.
Yep.
It's an amendment.
Amendment to the motion.
Sorry, Councillor Carley.
You've already seconded, so it'd have to be Councillor Bushy if you wish.
I'm happy to second it, Mr. Mayor. And I'd like you, Mr. Mayor, if possible, as the chairperson, to repeat what we are voting on, please.
I'll repeat what you're voting on. The council, now the current forms delivered within the 2018-2019 financial year, and two, note the forums currently delivered with a health and wellbeing focus, and three, note the forums and allocate funds outside the report recommendation.
Mr. Mayor, thank you very much, because that I think we all need to do that.
Moved by Councillor Maidlick and seconded by Councillor Bushy. Okay. Moved, seconded, because it becomes a motion, and I need to have vote. Does anyone oppose the new motion?
The amendment.
Councillor Ramsey, okay. We're going to debate. Councillor Maidlick first.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Now that I've calmed down, I really hope that our councillors take note that the two health forums that are basically in jeopardy at this stage is the Youth Mental Health Forum and the Family Violence Forum. These are the two that are basically in jeopardy. I can't choose from the two because I think they're very important. In fact, the Youth Mental Health Forum was originally the Mental Health Forum, and officers came back to recommend how we can improve this forum, and now we're going to all the schools and we're delivering. One of the aspects is we're delivering it to all the students in the schools in this municipality, and then the adults or the parents of these kids or anyone else in the community that wants to attend in an evening session. So we've actually improved this part of the forum. The family violence, Mr. Mayor, I can't say no to this. It's a very extremely important forum for our community. The statistics are incomprehensibly horrendous, especially in our municipality or even in the western suburbs. I won't just point out our community, but in the whole of the western suburbs. Two extremely important forums, and I wouldn't want to see any of the others on the list taken away because they're all important. And I know it's residents' money, Mr. Mayor, and I take the decisions that I take on spending or allocating residents' money very extremely highly important. However, I think it's a small amount to pay for the fantastic outcomes that these kids and the family members that are involved in family violence will get the professional help. They'll have a place to go to within the local community that they can hear about these things, and hopefully we can save lives, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm all out for saving lives. I'm all out for forums that have good outcomes and are professionally led, and there are a number of such providers within our municipality and work with from outside and come in. And I believe the Mental Health Forum was exceptional because it did have those providers there. I want to have follow-up. I want to see our community not only survive but thrive. And I believe we can do that by not necessarily... I mean, if you put $30,000 for one forum and $35,000 for another forum and $30,000 for a third and fourth forum, all council initiatives, you could almost employ a person to work 5 days a week in those areas and help our community. Not a two-hour discussion or forum where there's agencies there and we don't know who we've targeted and we don't know the follow-ups and stuff along that line. I believe wholeheartedly that we don't need to choose. We're having a mental health forum within the next couple of weeks. That's fantastic. Now let's look at family violence next year, if that be the case. Or do something to strengthen both areas. There might be a need to have a diabetes forum because that's one of the biggest killers in our municipality, or heart disease. But it doesn't take away from the fact that we're not the professionals in this area. There are lots of professionals out there. We need to bring them in to help our community day in, day out. And I don't think a two-hour forum, and it's been proven by health organisations that they necessarily work. I'm not saying delete or add or subtract or whatever. I'm saying let's do one, let's do it right, and next year we can move on with councillors' input into whatever area under health and wellbeing we so choose. The mental health forum was fantastic. I'm sure the family violence one will be fantastic. But we also need to target other areas as well. Mr. Mayor, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Bushy.
We are not experts in family violence. We are not experts in youth mental health. They're the words that you said, and no one suggested that we are. We're delivering a forum to add value, to educate, and to raise awareness. We bring service providers in. You know, last year's youth forum that we had, service providers came around a table and said, you know what's really good about this? That we actually have time out of our day to come to something specific, get together and brainstorm, because our services are so lacking in resources that cross-collaboration isn't very effective. Doesn't happen. It's not effective, but it doesn't actually happen if they don't get together. So we are bringing service providers together so that we can add value to our community.
You're not going to get an argument there.
I have nothing further to add.
Let's do one.
Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I agree some actively tonight. Unlike all councillors, I can't decide between one, two, or three. What is lacking here is collaboration with the state government, given they have already allocated millions of dollars, which we haven't been able to access it yet. If we were going to run these forums, it has to be done with the state government, because that's where the money, that's where the resources, that is where the follow-up is and the data is already available. So taking it from tonight, Mr. Mayor, I would suggest that all parties take just a breath, see if we can get in contact with the state government, see if there's what we can, if we can get someone out here in a hurry, to actually help us with forums of this note, fund, resource, and supply of data. So that's my call on it. But otherwise, 2 hour, I'd like to see it ongoing like every other council here, because the data says there is a need. There is a needs analysis at the community. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Moved by Councillor.
Are you speaking?
Councillor.
Mr. Mayor, I know I can't move or second, but we can still speak in regards to this. With this.
I'm going to be the opportunity that wishes to speak.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to say, I think I pretty much said everything that I said
you know, that I wanted to say before about how do we choose. But I just want to say thank you to Councillor Maitlick and Councillor Ibushi, because they touched on a lot of things there, and I echo what they said. So I just want to thank them, Mr. Mayor. But there's nothing really I can add to this, except that, like I said before, I'm really sad that it's come to this, that we've got a recommendation before us to choose on two forums that could change people's lives.
Councillor Cassidy, you have anything to say?
Mr. Mayor, I think the comments that Councillor Ramsay said about let's have the follow-up, I agree. I think that we could do better in the areas of follow-up. However, I don't think that that gives a cause to remove any of the forums that we have. I know, Mr. Mayor, that as councillors, we, when we are calling, or when we're just about to have elections, we go out to the community and we let them know what we're passionate about, and upon that basis, we either get elected into council or we don't. Now, I know that Councillor Ramsay is passionate about International Women's Day, and that's one of the forums that are here, and I'm more than happy to support that. But I also know that Councillor Carley is passionate about the Youth Mental Health Forum, and Councillor DeSantis is passionate about the Domestic Violence Forum. So how could I, as a councillor, say, no, councillors, you know, one of the issues that you took went to your community to say that you're going to be advocating for is now going to be removed. We're not talking about millions of dollars, Mr. Mayor. We're talking about $30,000 for a forum, and or 35. Thank you, Councillor Kesich. But what I'm saying is, how can I say, yep, Councillor Ramsay, your forum's going to continue, but Councillor Carley and Councillor DeSantis, we don't think that your forums are as important as the rest of them, so you're going to have to choose. Or, you know what, maybe it's not even going to be one of the topics that you're passionate about, we're just going to come up with something totally different. I just don't think that that's fair. As a team, we work together. We don't always agree. We sometimes raise our voices at each other, but I think we should work collaboratively as a team and just, you know, be cohesive and support one another's initiatives. I think that's the least we can do as nine councillors that represent this community as leaders. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Maitlick.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. Can I just say something, if possible?
Didn't we just close?
The meeting's closed.
Is it closed now?
Yep.
Okay, can we vote now? One quick thing?
No, we're going to vote now.
Okay.
Okay. All those in favour of the amendment, which is that council, not the current forums delivered, but in 2018-2019 financial year, note the forums currently delivered with the health and wellbeing focus, and note the forums and allocate funds outside the report recommendation. All those in favour of the amendment? All those against the amendment? After using my casting vote, I vote against the amendment.
Mr. Mayor, sadly, I would like to ask for a...
You're entitled to.
Thank you.
Division called. All those in favour of the amendment? Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Maitlick. Against the amendment, Councillor Harvey, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Turner. With a casting vote, Councillor Turner.
Mr. Mayor, can I move the recommendation?
I declare the amendment lost.
Could I now stand to move the recommendation?
I don't think it's just to move.
I'm going back to the recommendations in the officer's report. Sorry.
And we already have... Okay, we already have the motion from Councillor DeSantis, which is that Council note the forms delivered in the 2018-2019 financial year, and note the forms currently delivered with the health and wellbeing focused. Moved by Councillor DeSantis, second by Councillor Carley, I believe, and Councillor DeSantis can close the debate on that if she wishes.
So I've worked it out roughly, and I'm not a finance officer by any means, but I know a few people in this room would possibly be able to work it out. I just went on my iPhone and had a quick judge. It's less than 4.5 cents per person per year. We're fighting over 4.5 cents per year per person of our residents' money. So if 4.5 cents aren't worth one life that we may change, help, assist, give someone a service provider. Like you said, no amount of money could save that one person, but just this week alone, the last 2 weeks, you know, we've had numerous women die, numerous women and men, to do with family violence, and it's a massive thing within our community. And something I just want to touch on before, I'm not sure which councillor mentioned, I think it might have been Councillor Ramsey, something about services within the area, that we need more services. We actually have fantastic services within the area, but that is the point. No one knows about them because the surveys prove, and there is surveys, if you want me to give you one, I can give you one. The findings prove that a lot of people don't even realise that Mountain City Council have counselling services for family violence survivors for free. No one knows that. Well, some people do, but a lot of people that have been asked don't. So when you talk about bringing the service providers, we've got amazing service providers in this area, but no one knows about them. Hence the reason for a forum, to show people this is what you can get, this is where you can get your help, this is where you get your support, this is where you get your services for survivors of family violence. You'd be very surprised at the number of people in this room who've been directly impacted by it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Sanders. Moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? No? Oh, shit, the vote. Sorry, guys. Okay, we'll have a vote. All those in favour of the alternate motion? Which is the original motion with an alternate. But take out part three.
The original motion.
Okay, points one and two only, correct.
Yes.
All those in favour? All those against the motion?
I think you've got it wrong,
Mr. No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I declare the motion carried. Defeated?
No, carried. Yeah, Mr. Mayor, can I ask for a division?
Yeah, you can have a division. All those in favour of the alternate motion, which is items 1 and 2? 1 and 2. Yeah, but it's an alternate because we've taken out 3. So
you don't want only 1 a year?
Only 1 and 2. Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Mudlick, Councillor Turner. I declare against the motion. Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kisich. I declare it carried now.
So, sorry, Mr. Mayor, can I just see clarification there? So, we're...
Noting the report.
I declare the motion carried. I'll tell you quickly, Councillor Ramsey. The recommendation is that Council note the current forums delivered in the 2018-2019 financial year and note the forums currently delivered with health and wellbeing focus. End of story.
Okay, thank you. There can be more than one. Is that what
you're saying? Up for discussion.
During the budget period. Okay, thank you.
It hasn't changed what's in the budget. Thank you, councillors, for your patience. Number 13, reports from delegates appointed to other bodies.
I'm happy to go.
Councillor Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, just do highlights because I know that we're going to probably double up. The Western Bi-Monthly Assessment Panel, I attended the Diggers Rest Bloomdale Display Village launch, and can I just say the cafeteria there is amazing, so anyone that's up for a good bite, Diggers Rest Bloomdale Village is a good one. I did the run for the kids, Mr. Mayor, believe it or not, although I semi-jogged and walked, I've got to say. It was the first time that Woodley sponsored the short course, 5 kilometres fun run, and I do believe that, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that the Royal Children's Hospital, all funds were for this going to the Royal Children's, and I believe it went to the Good Friday Appeal, and I believe they raised $10 million, I think. That was the last time that I heard on TV. So, you know, seven. To have a, sorry, seven?
17.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Hardy. So to have a small smidgen part of that, I feel very proud of myself for shuffling through the 5 kilometre run. I also attended the in-church Good Friday Easter service at Burnside Heights Community Centre. They are doing extremely well in the new facility at Burnside Heights, and they are extremely appreciative of council. Anzac Day Dawn Service in Caroline Springs with their new memorial, can I just say, absolutely amazing, and commend Councillor Kissidge for that initiative to transfer that memorial. We have been asked as a request, Mr. Mayor, that if we could possibly keep the old memorial, so that's probably something that we need to note. The Melton Township Anzac March, which was fantastic, as well as the mid-morning service with the aeroplanes going past, that's just special, Mr. Mayor. Finally, I would like to pass on some extremely positive feedback from Mr. Eddie Gauci, who had nothing but praise for the council officers in relation to the project that is currently being undertaken at City Vista Court. Staff members of particular mention were Mr. Calvin Torrey, Mr. Maury Heaney, Mr. Luke Shannon, David Calgary, Braith Norman, Paul Costantino, Troy Scoville, Michelle Van Rau, Marie Stellini and Nicole Wong. All the staff from the Capital Works who have been working tirelessly on this City Vista project. Eddie said that he has been dealing with many councils over his 25 years career, and he has never ever come across such an amazing council like Melton Council. Mr. Mayor, I know that our council isn't perfect, but I can say that we have a group of extremely dedicated and passionate staff, including our CEO and all of our general managers, as well as our councillors and mayor. Many times in council we hear only the negatives, but I firmly believe that we need to start sharing all the positive stories that are coming from our residents and other relevant stakeholders. And there are many of these stories. We just need to start sharing them. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medley. Councillor Kasich.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On the 3rd of April, meeting with the residents of Caroline Springs on the parking issues in the Caroline Springs. On the 9th of April, semi-annual grants assessment panel meeting. On the 10th of April, citizenship ceremony at Melton. 12th of April, Melton City Council 2019 Youth Award Night. And on the 25th, Caroline Springs Anzac Day Dawn Service with a beautiful new memorial at the Lake Street. And I would like to commend Councillor Carly and Councillor Meidlich on suggesting a few other things that we need to add to this monument memorial. Yes, lighting, it was quite dark there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Kasich. Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. On the 3rd of April, I attended the Essendon River District League Football League at the Essendon Hangar. 4th of April, the most measured by annual day. 6th of April was the Sri Lankan community set in the celebration. The 11th was the citizenship ceremony mountain. 12th was the awards night, the youth awards night. The 3rd was the Melton Relay for Life at Tabcorp Park. Great morning, a lot of fun. The 7th was policy review, 24th was the audit committee, the 25th was the Anzac Day Dawn ceremony, quite moving, and also the march we all included, and the 26th was the Melbourne Christian College Anzac Day commemorative service. It's a year-on-year service, again, it's a very moving ceremony, and thank you very much for all the people attending.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't do this often, but I'd like to tell a story. There was this young girl. She was presented with a very special box of replica medals. She made a journey over to Istanbul and then on to Gallipoli. There were 8 searches while she was carrying this special box of replicas. It was through her tenacity and her strength, not to mention her charm, that she got it through a number of security points. There were more than on one occasion they wanted to take this box of replica medals off this young lady. The night before Anzac morning, she camped out in the evening under the stars before a very heavy trek through heavy terrain until they got to Anzac Cove, where yet again they were searched. Not once, not twice, but three times. The service was extremely moving. They paid their respects at the grave sites of all the brave men who fought for our democracy, our freedom and our future. These men never returned to their loved ones. We will always remember them. This young girl then was challenged by barriers, guards and officials to get this precious box of badges and medals to the appropriate people. She got two more body searches, but she would not. She was relentless because she wanted to pay tribute on behalf of the Melton RSL. This young girl was not going to take no for an answer. She charmed, cried, and even begged officials to get to the appropriate people. In the end, the officials were so touched by this young lady that they even offered to record her presenting these medals, even taking selfies on their own phones for their future remembrance. This young girl did so because she remembered coming to Anzac morning with her mother over a number of years. We not only remember those men and women that fought, continue to fight, but gave their lives. We also remember the mums, the dads and the families that have gone without. That young woman was my darling little daughter, Eleanor Ramsey, and she cried at the occasion of being able to spend Anzac Day at Gallipoli and pay her true respects to those people, to those men that will never come home. Thank you,
Councillor Ramsey.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Wednesday, the 3rd of April, the Leisure Advisory Committee walked through the extension to the CS Leisure Centre and the additional courts with yourself, Mr. Mayor, as committee members. Thursday, the 4th of April, the Western Region Biennial Forum, hosted by Hobsons Bay Council. Friday the 5th, the Springside College 2019 Student Leadership Team Presentation Ceremony. Friday the 12th, Mountain City Council Youth Awards Night at Westwaters Hotel, and congratulations to all community clubs and individuals who were nominated and those who received awards on the night. Saturday the 20th of April, the In-Church Easter Family Fun Day at Lake Caroline. Monday the 15th, the CS Leisure Centre Extension Opening with the Honourable Marlene K. Roos. The official slash unofficial opening. Because I hear that we're going to have an official community opening in the next couple of weeks.
Just don't hold your breath.
Yes. Saturday the 27th of April, the Caroline Springs Football Club Anzac Spirit Match, which is fantastic, versus St Albans Football Club at the Caroline Springs Recreational Reserve. And finally, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank the member for Groton, the Honourable Brendan O'Connor, and the Australian Labor Party for their election pledge of $2.8 million for the City of Melton. Mr. Mayor, this funding may or may not be successful. However, if the Federal Labor Party forms government on May 18, it means that this $2.8 million will go towards much-needed upgrades in our municipality. And Mr. Mayor, I now move that we write to the Honourable Member, the Honourable Brendan O'Connor, thanking him for his $2.8 million election pledge in the City of Melton. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Moved by Councillor Bushy, do I have a seconder for that? Yes, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any Councillor oppose? All those in favour? Declare carried. Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I've got, I attended the Melton Anzac Day Dawn service, which was a very moving and emotional service. There were pigeons set free, bagpipes were wonderful. There were so many people, and I was actually really pleased to see how many young people we had at the service. I think it's really important that we encourage young people to honour those that have fallen before us. Great to see all the diggers, people attending, paying their tributes and laying of wreaths. The member for Melton, Steve McGee, and the Honourable Brendan O'Connor, Federal Member for Gorton, was also there, as well as my fellow councillors. Then I did my run down to Caroline Springs, which was the RSL Anzac Day breakfast at the Westwaters Hotel in Caroline Springs. There was a game of two-up, some raffles, bacon and egg McMuffins. This time I didn't end up with egg on my shirt, which is fantastic. I didn't have to walk around with yellow stuff like I did the year before. And I did wear black, so fantastic. Go me. And there was I really loved the new memorial near the lake, and I thought that was just fantastic. Then I came all the way back to Melton again for the Anzac Day March in the township, which is always fantastic. All of it's my favourite, but I do love when the planes fly over the top, and I think my fellow councillors would have seen me trying to shoot, you know, with my camera to try to get them, and I got them again, which is fantastic for my Facebook feed, so everyone can see how fantastic Melton City Council is and the RSL within our municipality and our diggers that have, you know, just gone above and beyond for our beautiful country. What else have I done? Okay, so then I've got Saturday 27th of April, Caroline Springs Lakers Football Club, the member for Honourable Marlene Carruth was there, as well as my fellow councillors, and also there was another event that I'll let Mr. Mayor mention that one, which is the 27th of April, I believe. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Councillor Carter.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, on the 4th of April, I attended the Western Region Biannual Forum hosted by Hobsons Bay. The 9th of April, semi-annual grants assessment panel meeting. The 10th and the 11th of April, we had the two citizenship ceremonies. The 12th of April was the Melton City Council 2019 Youth Awards Night. And could I just say, Murray, if you could please pass on to your team that took care of that evening, how smoothly it ran, and it was just a wonderful evening. And I as a councillor got really good feedback. So if you could please pass my thank yous on to your team. On the 14th of April, the Western Victoria Sri Lankan Buddhist Association Multicultural Day for Unity. It was also their New Year, and I know Mr. Mayor and I attended, as well as Mr. Mayor's wife, Val. The 15th of April, Caroline Springs Leisure Centre Extension Opening with the Honourable Marlene K. Ruse. 17th, Policy Review Panel and also the Bi-Monthly Grants Assessment Panel. The 24th, Mr. Mayor, attended the Diggers Rest Primary School Anzac Day Ceremony that's also put on by the Lions Club of Diggers Rest, but also Marianne Rovers. That was absolutely a beautiful ceremony, and I'd like to congratulate the Diggers Rest Primary School and the Lions Club of Diggers Rest and Marianne Rovers for the great work that they do in putting that together and getting the Diggers Rest community together and also involved. The 25th, Caroline Springs Anzac Day Dawn Service, absolutely beautiful. The new memorial looks stunning, especially at night time with the red poppies lit up. The numbers, Mr. Mayor, just keep growing every dawn service that I've attended, which is great to see, and we see so many young kids there, which is absolutely wonderful. I also then came, I had the breakfast. Thank God, yes, Councillor DeSantis, you didn't get egg on you this time, but it was a great breakfast. Then I was off to the Melton RSL Anzac Day March, Mr. Mayor, that was held here. The 27th Caroline Springs Lakers Football Club Anzac Spirit Match to lay a wreath. It was between St Albans and Caroline Springs, and I did hear that St Albans won, but that's okay, we'll give it to them this time. But Mr Mayor, I do have a presentation that I received at the opening of the Scouts, and I want to apologise that I actually forgot to bring it at the last council meeting, but it actually just says, presented to City of Melton with thanks and appreciation of your ongoing support from all the Caroline Springs Scout Group. And then it's dated the 17th of March 2019. And they also gave me a picture, Mr. Mann, I believe this is probably the growling grass frog that everybody loves so much, so that one of the Scouts drew. So I'd like to present that, Mr. Mayor, to you. Thank you.
Thank you, councillors. I'll just go quickly through mine. A lot of what I've got in here, we've all been at, so I'll miss some of them out. The Bloomdale's display launch at Diggers Rest was a great day, showing the new development there, or the proposals for the new development. Attended the Australian Multicultural Association Day on the 6th of April, and also on the 6th of April, the Melton Sri Lankan Community Group 10th annual celebration. And on the 14th of April, the West Victorian Sri Lankan Buddhist Association Multicultural Day, along with Councillor Carley at Deer Park for their yearly event. There's been, obviously, this last weekend was a fantastic weekend with, before the weekend, we had the Anzac March and the Anzac service in the morning, which is all well attended by community and schools, and of course our own RSL and vets on the day. So it was great to see so many people there on the day. As Councillor Carly was saying about Caroline Springs, even up here as well, the numbers are getting bigger every year with more and more schools taking part. It's just great to see the schools coming out and taking a part in it and laying the wreaths. It was fantastic. I've had a few meetings advocating for Melton, for our hospital and our Western Highway and various other needs for the community. We on the 2nd of April met with Ingrid State MP. On the 16th of April we met with Tim Smith MP, Minister for Local Government, and on Saturday there we met with a couple of federal senators that were coming through Melton, Liberal senators and their local candidate. We had a couple of citizenship ceremonies on the 10th and the 11th. The last couple of months we've had two on each month, and it's good to see so many getting through. I think they're pushing them through before the election. Other than that, it's been a fantastic month, and as Melissa spoke about, the Run for Hope was on this Saturday, 5 kilometre walk or run. I managed to walk it, that was enough for me, down at Bridge Road Rec Reserve, and Councillor DeSantis did it as well. I'm sure they've raised a few dollars for a good cause. And Saturday night attended the Tabcourt Park 10th birthday celebration. Would you believe Tabcourt Park's been operating for 10 years? Thank you. Notes as a motion, 15.1. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that council officers commence discussions with QIC to discuss what they intend to do with their land on the corner of the Melton Highway and Bantry Avenue in Hillside.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Moved by Councillor Carley, do I have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 15.2, notice motion 626, Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move the motion that Council design and build the Cobblestone High Ball Stadium to have 6 courts, a show court plus 5 others.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. I do have a seconder for the motion.
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor DeSantis. Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor DeSantis. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. Item 15.3, notice motion 627, Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the Council undertake preliminary design works for the completion of the Arnold's Creek bike path and have these works scheduled under future capital works shared path program.
Thank you. Can I second for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. 15.4, Councillor Hardy.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor. I move the council undertake consultation with the Catholic Regional College in Melton to ascertain the indented car parking needs of the college prior to undertaking civil design works and preliminary capital works for the widening of Bullman's Road. And point two to that, Mr. Mayor, is that council write a covering letter to the effect to the Melton Catholic Regional College outlining the above works.
Moved by Councillor Hardy. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Hardy. Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. 15.5, notice motion 629, Councillor Medlick.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that council officers provide a report to council to investigate the potential option in providing an extra synthetic soccer pitch in the current synthetic pitch located at Brookside Oval in Caroline Springs, with goals facing north-south as opposed to its current east-west goal location, including potential costings and the scope of this occurring once the synthetic turf is due to be replaced in the future.
Moved by Councillor Medlick, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Notice motion 630, Councillor Bushy.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I move that Council consider installing a no right turn traffic sign opposite McDonald's drive through exit on Caroline Springs Boulevard and report to Council. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Bushy. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Medlick. Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. 15.7, motion 631, Councillor Bushy.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. That council officers explore options to trial a street library program similar to that of Hobsons Bay City Council in the City of Melton. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Bush. You'd have a seconder for the motion.
I'm happy to second it.
Seconded by Councillor Kesich. So moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion?
No. Can I seek clarification, Mr. Mayor?
You can seek clarification.
Around the township, there are two in my street. There are currently libraries such as this being implemented through Melton South that I know of. Do you want it more for right across the municipality or particular areas?
I'm happy for officers to make an assessment, but I know so a lot of these queries came from Caroline Springs, Hillside and Taylor's Hill, where there aren't any that exist. So for existing ones, I'm happy, but I'll let officers make that assessment.
Thank you.
Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor...
Councillor
Kesich. Oh, sorry, Kesich.
I'm happy
sorry.
To vote.
Sorry, no, my mistake. I'm leading to the next one. 15.8, we've already done. Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. It's getting a long night. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Councillor's questions without notice.
Mr. Mayor, if I can.
Councillor Ramsey.
Could I get an update as soon as possible, whether it be in the form of a report, an answer or a memo, doesn't matter, in regards to Northcote Street, the two tennis courts there that are turf of some sort. Could I get an update
where they are in the capital works plan.
We'll provide you an update tomorrow or the next day, Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you.
Councillor DeSantis, if you have a question.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. So, firstly, I'm hoping I don't put Ms. Senya on the spot, but I was just wondering if I could speak to governance about the status of the live streaming council meetings and how we're going with that. And I'm sorry, I might have put you on the spot. It's okay if we can wait a bit if you need to. Sorry, I put you on the spot. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And I've got another one here. So this one's for, I think, Mr. Heaney, I'm not sure. I was just wondering if I could get a rough status of the discussions that we had at budget submissions and council initiatives about the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander massacre site at Mount Cotterill. I was just wondering how the educational component was going. We were talking about developers' contributions and Mountain City Council's budget contributions, if you could give me
that. So we are talking to the Aboriginal corporations, a couple of those. We have toured chairperson of those down to New Developments and Mount Cotterill, and they don't believe that that's warranted, those sites. We are looking at another site, which has only just been a discussion last week, which they seem favourable about. In relation to the signage component, we're hoping to have some detailed signage that will come back around about NAIDOC week for the committee to look at.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor, if I could ask one further question.
Councillor Ramsey.
In the design for the highball courts that it is currently out, around the show court, there's seating being allocated. Is that seating that can be retracted, or is that fixed? Or is that yet to be determined?
It's yet to be determined. So, as you know, with the highball court, we're in the concept design stage. So it's which now is six courts, so we were in concept for five courts, of which one of those was a show court with seating, and there's been a number of options explored of what that seating looks like.
And
but it definitely has seating in the show court.
But the association, the Basketball Association and other users will be...
Yep.
Have
some Once
input.
We've got something firm enough to show them as far as plans and layout, so we're just about there as far as a concept, and we're pretty well ticked off how that will be sited on the existing corner.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Any further motions for line orders, councillors? Questions for line orders, sorry, mine the next one.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I've got a few.
Councillor Bushy.
My question is for the attention of Mr. Stokes, Acting General Manager of Planning. I have received several complaints from residents in relation to safety concerns with having to drive or walk over the new bridge at Westwood Drive in the evenings. Can I please have an update about when the street lights over the Westwood Drive bridge will be switched on?
I don't have at hand a committed date from Power Corps at this stage, but I'll investigate that one and provide that to you. But it's my understanding is it's awaiting Power Corps approval to be turned on. Yep.
Thanks. My second question is for Mr. Heaney, General Manager of Community Services. With the increase in cost of living pressures in our community and the ability for our residents to access emergency relief grants in times of need, can I please have an update for our residents about where we are at with the federal government's emergency relief grants, and will our residents be able to access this grant from within the City of Melton?
So we've had some, as you're aware, Council was not successful in achieving that some $230,000. That's been handed out to probably about nine organisations, not all of them in the City of Melton. They're region-based, but some are. We have had a meeting with all of those organisations in the one room to see if we can come to an arrangement about them being situated in our facility. One of those organisations, maybe two, are quite interested, and we're just about at the stage to look at a memorandum of understanding of what that will look like, but I won't mention who that organisation is at this stage till we've briefed council and we've signed that up.
No worries. A final question again for Mr. Stokes, Acting General Manager of Planning. Can I please be provided with an update with regards to the status of the proposed pedestrian bridge over Coroit Creek connecting Isabella Williams Memorial Reserve Deer Park to Burnside, please?
I'll have to take that one on notice as well, Councillor Bushy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Motions without notice. Councillor Crowley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My motion without notice is that Council write to PTV Public Transport Victoria and ask them to immediately install a bus shelter at the bus stop between Carbine Court and Cornwell Park Court on Diggers Rest, Komaita Road in Tulum Vale.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move that Council support more resources into the Mountain City Council interfaith area and space, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any motions without notice, councillors? Urgent business? No. Confidential business, item number 19.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move a procedural motion that pursuant to Section 89/2 of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated in reports 19.1, 19.2 and 19.3.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. I move by Councillor Medlick to have a seconder.
See, well, there's nothing more. I'll second that, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carter. It's the first time I've remembered all year. Moved by Councillor Medlick, seconded by Councillor Carter. Does any Councillor oppose? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Thank you for your attendance, ladies and gentlemen. Please help yourself to some refreshments, and hopefully we can come out and touch base. Thank you.